Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two Jews, no harm in Killabruce.
A.k.a. one Sam and Couchy, two fans of Fauci. Guys, we're coming down to the end, down to the wire, finishing these things up and completing something that we are so proud that we were able to bring to you guys, a daily podcast for over a year and 3 months. That is insane. With only us to do it, us shooting it. I can't even tell you how difficult this has been. Shooting it, recording the sound. Yes, we have great engineers. We really appreciate them at Starburns, but this has been really on us to figure this thing out and the video stuff about it.
And also, we're bad at it.
We're not good at it.
We make so many mistakes.
So many mistakes. We have to reshoot things. This has been an extraordinary amount of time for us, and I'm glad we've been able to do it for you. We're going to do the Patreon moving forward starting in July, giving you a Cheap Seats episode just for your eyes only every month, and then figuring that out and giving you a few of these stories and then some extra content from our interviews on View from the Cheap Seats and maybe more stuff. $5 a month. It's a great way to support us. And again, we've been sort of pouring everything out to you guys in this past year and a half or so.
Hopefully moving forward, it's a new way to present new stuff for you guys, and we're excited about it. But we got a story for today.
Because we're fatigued. I think we are, as parents, we're at the end of this school year, we are fatigued as parents. Like, we've sort of done everything that we can do and we can't do anything else. I'm definitely, at the end of this last school year, I checked my kids' schoolwork much less. I'm like, just do it. Like,
which,
I don't
by
care.
The way, it feels like we're going through middle school again.
Right?
I have a science project due Friday.
You have homework stress.
Yeah.
I mean, here's what I say to my kids. I'm like, what's your grade in PE? Over 100? Don't worry so much about the gymnastics presentation that you're doing. You're putting too much time in it. Work hard.
Work on the one where you got an 89. Let's push that up to a 90. Come on.
Smarter, not harder. Take a page out of Naomi Osaka's page book and playbook.
Please. And her page book.
Her page book and her playbook. Mental health is really important, and we agree with that. I'm definitely not checking over their stuff, and I know you didn't either.
Nope.
And look, here's the thing. You are going to let some shit slip through. That is just the way it goes, okay? You're like a backup goalie in a third period of a game where it's already a blowout. Like, people are just happy that you're in the net, but like, you're going to let some shit come through.
Some stuff's going to hit your face, but maybe. Some stuff's going to sneak
But if your
through.
Kids come at you on a 2-on-0 break, they're going to get some stuff in,
right?
Okay? And I think that's what happened in Tenafly, New Jersey. I hope that's what happened in Tenafly, New Jersey, but who knows? This is why there are investigations, and this is where we find ourselves in this next story. Here we go. A first-person essay on Adolf Hitler was written by a fifth-grade student in New Jersey. It is under investigation.
Wow, dude tapping into his inner Hitler.
Never a good idea. This, to me, sounds a lot like, hey, Dad, I need to write this history report. Can you help me
out?
Great,
just do it.
I'm so exhausted. But I don't know what I'm doing here.
I haven't gotten to lay down and watch golf forever.
Can I please have just a little bit of help?
Jordan Spieth in the final group.
Just write the damn report.
Just write it. Daddy's sleeping.
It's not like they're going to post it and put it in the hallway and then someone's going to take a picture and put it on Facebook and it's going to be on the news. Just write it.
Oh.
There have been questions raised about the fifth grade class project. We understand the tensions are running high and that our community is extremely upset. We share those feelings. Tenafly School Public School Superintendent Shauna C. DeMarco said in a statement Monday. She had to make a statement,
oh
Jay.
My God.
We are reviewing all the facts surrounding this matter and we will provide the update this week. Translation, we're going to kick it so far down the road, you'll forget about it. Some gym teacher is going to come out as having had sex with a high school kid.
It's
going to
be a sex scandal. It's going to push this way
out of the way.
Way under the rug.
That's what we're hoping.
By the way, tensions are running high is an understatement in this case.
The handwritten bio, written in the Nazi leader's voice, bad idea, displayed in a hallway in Mauham Elementary School in Tenafly, according to Inglewood resident.
Inglewood, up to no good.
Lori Burke, who posted a picture of the essay on Facebook. Burke said the student dressed as Hitler while delivering the character development project to the entire class. You never want to go full Hitler unless you're Taika Waititi.
And that guy did it with Deft Hands or Mel Brooks.
That's right.
But I got to tell you something. This fifth grader from Tenafly, you don't have the comedy chops.
You don't have the chops to pull off going full Hitler, okay? Yeah. He's going to say something really Hitler-y that you wish he wouldn't have said.
Right.
And that's what's going
to
happen.
He has nowhere to pull back a little bit.
Look, I know you're not on Hitler's side, but you have to make this report work and you're going to be on Hitler's side. You don't want to be on Hitler's side. My greatest accomplishment, quote, was uniting a great mass of German and Austrian people behind me, the student wrote in the handwritten report that was titled Accomplishments.
Yeah, let's not do an accomplishment section of the Hitler paper.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'd call that damage or destruction or tragedy. Okay?
Or I was rabble-rousing.
I was pretty great, wasn't I? The essay read.
No.
Even if Hitler said that, this is why the dad should have helped out. Don't watch
Optics are not good. You got to check every single assignment. We're almost at the end.
Again, I know you're writing it as Hitler, your fifth grade
kid. And you don't really know. I'm not going to say this fifth grader is a white supremacist.
No, but Hitler thought he was great. And so the optics of this just, they aren't good, especially given the rise of anti-Semitism and basically, which is like the entire new Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
This is an essay that, even if written, should never have seen the light of day. Certainly shouldn't have been hung up on the wall.
Yeah, there's a lot of points in this story that this could have been avoided.
Parents should have checked
it. Like, teacher could have gotten this one in the batch and been like, hey, I'm going to give your parents a call. We're going to go over this.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll have you write something else.
Take it down a notch. Write something about Joseph Stalin. Or, hey, kid, great writing, insightful. Mm-hmm. Love your commitment here, but maybe we can write something on someone slightly less racist and anti-Semitic. Oh, I don't know, like former Red Zoner Marge Schott.
Schottsy.
Quote, I was very popular and many people followed me until I died. My belief in anti-Semitism drove me to kill more than 6 million Jews.
Why not put that under accomplishments?
Right. That's it? Something else drove you to do it? Your belief in anti-Semitism drove you to do it? No, you did it. You did it. I don't think we have to be so nice and objective in this report. Do we, Jay?
Yeah, he's trying to like find ways to...
You can say I was a monster who spread anti-Semitism and caused the deaths of 6 million Jews and 12 million people overall. I was a terrible human
being.
You
should never forget what I did. I am the worst person in history.
That it never gets repeated in history again.
Not only am I so bad, no one is named Adolf anymore. That's how bad I was. I'm so bad, no one's named Hitler anymore.
Wasn't I great is a phrase that should never exist in your Hitler report. Okay? Yeah. I'm okay with him writing a report about Hitler if he says I'm...
This guy was the worst.
Again, this tells me that neither parent looked over it, and the teacher probably was like, yeah, just throw it up there.
Throw it up. Throw it up on Schoology. We'll be good.
Burke's Facebook post sparked angry messages from users on social media, along with the local community. How is this possible in one of the most Israeli towns in the country? I'm disgusted.
One most of the most Israeli towns. I think they mean Jewish.
Or maybe Tenafly has a lot of Israelis. I don't know, Jay. Maybe it does.
Maybe it does. We don't know.
This feels like a person who's angry about this, who thinks all Jews are Israeli citizens, right. Which they are. Aren't we an Israeli citizen?
We kind of can all go to Israel. Let's take a break. Let's take a break.
When we come back, we'll tell you more about this. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Again, we have the Patreon. Please join it, Sklar Brothers, and you get the content and all that stuff. $5 a month. We'd love for you to do it. All right, let's jump into this because a kid did a Hitler report.
Yeah.
Went full Hitler in fifth grade. You can't do that in Tenafly, New Jersey.
He Hitlered out, yes.
I'm in shock. This is terrible. Another user, a person on Facebook replied. Yeah, this kid got an A. His punctuation was terrible, but he turned it on time.
Hitler did everything on time. He definitely time... management was good for him.
This is a county filled with children and grandchildren of Holocaust survivors. You mean Israelis?
Mm-hmm.
As there were fewer survivors still alive, we must remember and teach our children the atrocities of this monster and not his accomplishments. That's what we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Burks, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Burks said that. Again, this could have been stopped when the teacher received the assignment, Jay.
Boom.
You didn't have to put it up in the hallway. That was another mistake made by an adult who is a part of this whole fiasco.
That's right.
In a statement, DeMarco, who is the head of the superintendent, again, said the assignment was given by a Jewish teacher was taken out of context, resulting in understandable anger and concern. Don't say it's taken out of context. Just say, this is a bad move.
Mistake.
Don't try and protect anyone here, okay? He also added, a lot of my friends are Jewish. She also added, a lot of my friends are Jewish, so I can talk about this.
No.
Guys, everything about Hitler was taken out of context, if not handled correctly. That's
right.
It.
Right.
Do you have to assume that going in, just assign this kid a different person to write a report about?
Right.
You can write about seditionist Mike Flynn. He was a bad dude as well.
Mm-hmm.
We fully appreciate the concerns that have arisen regarding the fifth grade class assignment on social norms and historical figures who personify good and evil. DeMarco wrote, the assignment asked students to speak from the perspective of one of these individuals and how that might have been perceived and rationalized their actions. Again, I actually think this assignment
is good. I do.
But for real, you have to know it would have been taken out of context.
I mean, yes.
You have to assume that it is.
There's a couple third rail guys that you can't really do.
Okay? It's not one you post up on the wall, boys. Mm-hmm. When people saw the students' projects, which were displayed in the school, they did not understand the assignment, resulting in justifiable concerns. Or maybe have a huge explanation of the assignment on top. If you know this is going to happen, say, this is not what we believe. These are attempts
by our students to get into the mindset of some good and some horrible historical figures.
Now, here's my question. Was the kid Jewish? That changes it a little bit, right? Yeah. Who are the parents? What's their affiliations? What's their connections to QAnon? These are all questions I want to ask.
Yes.
Once we sort all that out, it would be great to have the kid write a paper in the column for a local newspaper dealing with what this whole experience has taught them.
That would be good, though. Yes.
Otherwise, we're going to put this kid into a virtual bunker, and you know how that ends.
Yes.
Sincerely, Little Hitler.
Tiny Hitler.
That is our show, guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
We got the jokes.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Join the Patreon.
Do it. La-ti-da, la-ti-da-ti-da-ti-da, la-ti-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.